Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
How's it going? My name is Wealth. That's an actual name. That's not made up. Parents had obviously high expectations, but I'm currently head of growth and one of the founding partners of a CPG health brand that's currently, you know, fast growing, like 8 figures in less than 2 years. So that's where I'm at right now. And I'm currently based out of South Africa, but I do travel a lot. So, yeah.
Awesome. So can you tell me more about your CPG health brand, like what exactly the product is and how you guys got the idea for it?
So basically, this wasn't something I founded from the start. It was something that was introduced to me by a partner. And so my journey to the world of marketing and D2C started like 7 years ago. I got involved just doing basic web stuff, you know, web development, web design for small businesses. And along the way, I picked up a couple of marketing skills, and that really got me interested in the world of digital marketing, right? So I got, you know, very curious, started experimenting with some stuff. I had the privilege of working with different brands that allowed me to learn on the way. And then everything changed for me when I stumbled upon what's called conversion rate optimization. I'm pretty sure you've heard of that, but that's basically where you optimize what happens after the click, right? And make sure traffic's actually converting. So once I got introduced to that world, my whole, you know, path changed, because that was something that was really, you know, strong to me, like just because of the fact that you were able to combine psychology with technology and sales marketing. Like it was really fascinating. And I had the privilege of working with, you know, various agencies. I helped build some of the landing page division and some of them exited. I helped also worked with various Shark Tank brands. And this was during like 2019, when the whole iOS 14 thing happened and brands were scrambling to find what's working. And so that happened. I did that for a while and had a bit of success in that. And then something happened. I think it was in the year 2022. Someone reached out to me, right? And they were asking about my services, because apparently they were building this brand and were struggling and they had lost a lot of money. And I was like, okay, like, just tell me a bit about the product and what you guys do. After a few conversations with this person, like, she's also based out of Texas. So that was a very good meet. So she explained everything. Then I realized that her problems were far much bigger than just conversion rate optimization. Because when you think of CRO, right, like you think of it as an amplification tool, right? It's something you help to enhance what's already working in your business. And she had a lot of underlying problems. So we partner up and I basically took the brand from zero to like 20K a day. And during that process, I was documenting what I was doing on Twitter. And then someone saw my post and also reached out saying that they were starting this brand. It's going to be a health brand for women based out of the States. And this was what they were doing. So I just took a look at it and said, okay, this might be something I might want to be part of. And we just partner up. I run a lot of the ads, a lot of the product dev, site dev, and just things just really took off. So we scaled really quickly. And throughout that process, I learned a lot. So that's how I basically started 7 years ago until now, where my main focus is the brand right now.
Okay, awesome. So can you tell me like more about the brand? Like what exactly? So it's like, is it the women's health brand? Yeah. Or is it like, okay.
Yeah, it's a women's health brand. So the underlying story is that there's certain health deficiencies and health problems that a certain group in the States have an experience. So our idea was that we would come in, we'll bring awareness to this group, and then we'll also provide the solutions. So we sell basic stuff like vitamin, iron pills, and just basic health vitamins. But what our huge factor is that we have a strong story. So that really ties everything together. Our products are very well made, but they're not entirely unique. But the story that we are telling is very compelling, that we've been able to grow from zero to hundreds of thousands of customers. Yeah.
Awesome. So can you just share, like, I guess, like, more about the story? Like, if somebody watching was interested, like, just kind of, for women that, have these sorts of health deficiencies, I mean, like, if you're able to give more details about that.
All right, so like, take for example, it's very common that iron deficiency, it's very prevalent among a lot of women in America, but people don't really know it because there's not a lot of education around, like you have to increase your iron levels, and a lot of solutions out there are not very well made. They taste very bad. So we've been able to create a product that not only tastes good, but works effectively. Like we have customers who come back and go back to their doctor, and their doctors are just surprised and shocked as to, how they were able to, increase their health, their iron levels and their D3 levels. So our products work. So if you're someone who's been to the doctor, you've checked that certain deficiencies are very prevalent, that like our product is the best one to try.
That's amazing. So in terms of your business today, right, like you mentioned, obviously it's like a D2C business, but do you guys have any presence or focus on like other channels, like retail, things like that? Is it really just 100% D2C?
Currently, it's just 100% D2C, but we do hope to go into retail sometime next year. But right now, it's just 100% D2C, which is very good.
Do you guys do Amazon at all, or is it all just from your
Oh,
website?
yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, funny enough, we didn't even know that we had over 10,000 searches a month on Amazon until like 2 months ago. And we recently just launched that channel, and we are on track to do like 30K a month. Just from just launching and capitalizing on the fact that over 10,000 people were searching. I mean, that's very significant. So that's a very interesting channel we are hoping to explore.
That's amazing. So what would you say is like the biggest challenge you currently face in your business?
Oh man, our products require a lot of education, right? It's not an impulse buy. It's not something people already, really know. Like you have to actually tell a story. So that really, it takes a lot of touch points to convert someone. So we have to be very careful and creative with our storytelling. But the good thing is that we have over a 40% return rate. So like 40% of people like are likely to stick around. So we are able to justify all the efforts that goes into like creative testing and storytelling because we know we have a business that people stick around. So the challenge is just like, finding ways to tell our story in a very compelling way because people don't really know. So we have to really explain a lot.
So it's like those 40% and those can convert to become subscribers, or I guess like what does that look like for your business?
Oh yeah. So we are gonna do 3 mil this year just from subscription revenue alone. So that's just subscription. And we haven't actually put a lot of thought into the subscription side of our business. Because honestly, we are just a lean team and everyone is just hands-on. But just from just organically and just optimizing our site to encourage people to subscribe, we've been able to have like multiple seven figures just from subscription alone. And that's honestly, if I'm being very frank, we would not have been able to be profitable without our subscription site because we're growing really fast, right? And when you grow really fast, you spend a lot of money on ads and marketing. So the subscription side of business has really helped us to maintain proper cash flow. So that's the channel that we're also hoping, gets to significant amounts.
That's awesome. So obviously nowadays, like many companies use things like AI in their business. So do you guys currently use AI? And if not, where could you see AI maybe coming in adding value in 2024?
I don't think we actively use any form of AI. Well, we do have a tool that we use that automatically tracks mentions and comments to find what the sentiment is. But right now, we currently do not have any AI integrated into the business. But we do realize that a significant portion of the business in the future will have to come from us being able to collect customer data, health data, right? So I'm imagining a world where AI helps to not only collect those data, but make it very useful in optimizing products. Like take for example, a lot of those women have to go back to the doctor to get the test out. But just imagine a tool that actually does that from home. That's something that we have in works, and we're hoping it in the next like 2 or 3 years can be a significant part of the business. But currently, it's just simple tools that we use to optimize retention and just market research.
Awesome. But have you thought about AI for like customer service, for example, and things like that?
Yeah, we do have tools implemented. Like I forgot the name, but like we do have tools implemented. But one thing I always tell my team is always go back and make sure that we are actually being very human and not just make the whole thing seem like automated. Yeah, but we do try to make it work on our end.
Awesome. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this business or even before you got into this space?
Yeah, I think one of the problems that I faced, and I also see a lot of founders face, is that they don't really know the type of business they're in, right? Because when you have a concrete understanding of the type of business that you're in, you're able to understand things like seasonality, right? Times of the year where your product's going to do a lot better than others, right? And that allows you to set the right expectations and plan ahead. And I think one thing that I've been able to do to get better at that is just be very active in the health and wellness space, reading a lot of reports and find out what, you know, other brands bigger than ours are doing. So if I was, because I'm just a growth guy, right? Like you give me a product, I just try to see how to spread it out to millions of people. But if I had to take a step back, I would have spent a lot more time understanding the business that we're in, and that's the health and wellness space. And a lot of things that applies to us that doesn't really apply to someone else that's maybe in the food and beverage or, you know. So just being able to collect information that was relevant to my industry and use that to my advantage, instead of just being, you know, fast and growth all the time.
Yeah, that makes sense. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for your business?
1 year from now, I'm hoping that we would obviously cross over the 50 million mark. Like, that's my goal. Like, that's what I'm trying. I mean, like, we've been able to, you know, wiggle our way out and try to make things work to almost like multiple, like 8 figures. But in a year from now, I'm imagining what we have unique products that we can call our own, and not just, you know, like unique blends that we can call our own. We have more SKUs. We have a much bigger part of the business being recurring revenue. Like, that's something that I'm hoping we are able to achieve. And so like crossing over the 50 million mark while still retaining that customer trust and the community that we have formed.
Awesome. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out, do you mind sharing your website or social media? I guess best ways to get in contact.
I'm not sure why anyone would want to get in contact, but my Twitter is open. So you can just read a couple of the posts I make and also DMs. I appreciate it. But yeah, just basically on Twitter and DMs.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
Take care.